knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's loud.
$100 smoking my bill full. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop you up.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Hi. Yes, live, local for all of Northern Nevada. And you know what? Heck, we got Kevin calling in from England. So wherever you want to come from, share your experiences. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me on this Friday because I hope you are just getting ready to go out and just blow it up this weekend. Have some fun. Just whatever. I'm tired of people saying, you know, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. Go out and have some fun. It's gorgeous outside. Where have all these clouds been coming from, though? My goodness. Oh, my gosh. All these instant thunderstorms. You'd think you were in Hawaii or something. But wouldn't that be a whole lot better? Should we get to this? All right. We probably should. Welcome to the show. Talking text lines, 884-9910, Monica at 991fmtalk.com, and 991fmtalk.com is our website. You can stream the show live, or you can listen to any of the podcasts that are there. Let's check out today's poll question. Probably should have had this yesterday, but already had a question in place. Will you comply with the governor's mandate for everyone to wear a mask at all times when you are in public, inside, or outside? Will you comply? Do you know your rights? Do you actually know your rights? When we talk about constitutional and unconstitutional, do you know what they are? Or do you give in to fear and think that you're going to be arrested if you don't go along with what this tyrannical government says? This tyrannical governor. Yesterday's poll question. How would you prefer to vote? In person, mail-in, computer, smartphone app? Had a couple of write-in suggestions, but 90% basically said in person. Half of that, though, was definitely in person, showing my ID and verifying my signature in person. That's the only way. Mail-in got 5%. 5% after we just had a statewide mail-in primary ballot. Interesting. Nobody wanted to do it by the computer. And that's very smart considering today we have the information coming out about the Russians actually being ready and going after people working at home. 2% said, I think by carrier pigeon raised by commies, and you would end up with the same results. Crooked politics. There's something to that one as well. So thank you for participating in the polls. We always have fun with them. But today's, I mean, seriously, will you comply? Comply. That's a good word to think about it. Will you do it? Will you give in? Will you give in to the fear? Interesting poll out. Who do you trust to, when it comes to giving you the facts on the coronavirus? Well, guess what? It was between Fauci and President Trump. 89% for President Trump. That's the way it is. People do not trust Fauci anymore. And in my opinion, again, just my opinion, I believe that Trump put him out in front for a reason. To expose him. To expose what has been going on. People don't trust Fauci. And they shouldn't. He has financial gains coming from this whole virus scare. That once again, if you educate yourself and you look at the numbers and look at the facts behind the numbers, where are all the deaths coming from? A handful of states, especially New York, where Cuomo is trying to pass the blame and stick the blame on the president, which is just comical, since he did everything in his powers to get the resources that New York needed. But Cuomo says rules, this was vague, put infected seniors back with healthy seniors. And they have an overwhelming amount of death. I would take that a step further, but I'm just going to leave it at that. And still won't even be honest about it. So, who do you believe? Listen to what the media is saying. Businesses, once again, being shut down, restricted because of a rise in cases. A rise in cases. Why would you be nervous or scared about that? A rise in cases. It's not a rise in deaths. We've had our lowest in 3 months of deaths. Keeps going down, down and down and down and down and down. And still, those deaths are not being reported accurately. And we'll never know the true numbers. Because we can't know, because then that would make them look like the idiots that they are. Never should have been pandemic. Never should have shut down not only this country, but the world. You have some countries that are completely devastated. Why? To receive help. This isn't the worst thing that could possibly happen to us. The worst thing that could have happened to us was if Hillary Clinton was elected president. Because this virus that we are experiencing right now, it was coming. One way or another, it was coming. It's been talked about and talked about and talked about for literally a decade. You don't believe me? in 2019 in cooperation with the Global Business Network and Futurologist. What is that? Peter Schwartz. The article or the report, whatever you want to call it, was called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. That's an interesting title. The first scenario, titled Lockstep, describes a world of total government control and authoritarian leadership. It envisions a future where a pandemic would allow national leaders to flex their authority and impose airtight rules and restrictions that would remain after the pandemic faded. The first half of this scenario already has unfolded. Will it continue as predicted? The information on lockstep begins at about two-thirds into the article. And you are encouraged to read it. Would you like to know who put out this article? Published in 2010? How a pandemic can be used as an excuse. An excuse to establish global authoritarian power? The Rockefeller Foundation. Sound familiar? The Rockefellers, Gates, Fauci, all making money off of this virus because, well, they basically own the WHO. They own the CDC. They own the pharmaceutical companies that are putting out these new medications. Well, they're not just putting out the new medications. They're also putting out the new viruses. Because if you create a virus, you have to create a vaccine. And you have to keep the world in fear. Now, there are some good vaccines out there. But there's more bad ones than there are good ones. Log on. 991fmtalk.com. Are you awake yet? Will you follow this mandate from the governor? Oh, by the way, did I mention unconstitutional mandate? He has no rights. He has no authority to put this out there. But thank goodness some sheriffs are actually paying attention. Like our Douglas County Sheriff. And Washoe County. I want to hear from them all. They are not going to enforce this. They have more important things to do. Imagine that. More important things to do. But just so you know, there are a lot of liberal Democrats out there, liberal progressives, because we all got our smartphones now. And they are ready and willing to take your picture and report you. All I can say is, wait a minute, this is my better side. Okay, go ahead and take it. Very shortly, there's going to be a special session we have to watch this special session like a hawk. Because not only will new taxes be coming out of it, I have a feeling more authoritarian power is also going to be coming out of it. Stick around. We had a celebration of rights yesterday. I'm not even going to call it a rally or a protest. It was a celebration of rights. And I'm going to tell you about it right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being with me on this Friday, fabulous Friday. But there's something that I truly want you to think about. In 8 days, just 8 days, where did the time go? Where has it gone? In 8 days, we are supposed to be celebrating our independence. Wow. With everything that's going on, and I'm not talking about the cancellation of fireworks. I'm talking about the outright cancellation of American statues, of people's rights, of people. Oh, yeah, there are some people that just don't even want to come out of their homes. We are supposed to be celebrating our independence for an amazing country that we are. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence from a tyrannical government. And yet, here we are again. Here we are, forced into our homes, out of our businesses, our way of life, in tatters. We had a celebration of independence yesterday at the state capitol last night at 7 o'clock. I was amazed that I'd say around 50 to 60 people were there. Why was I amazed? Because I put it, and somebody else put it on my Facebook page at in the evening, Wednesday evening. And I thought, oh, okay, this is cool. So I helped spread the word a little bit on my social media. And then I just mentioned it 5 or 6 times on the air yesterday. We had people driving in from Yerington to be there, to voice their concerns to Governor Sisolak. Well, a few other things besides concerns. About the authority that he does not have, that he is trying to wield over Nevadans. We had people from Minden Gardnerville, from Reno, from Carson, from all over northern Nevada. Why? Because they care about their rights. That's all I'm asking you to do. Is understand that you have more power than you think you do. The businesses that are shutting people out because they're not wearing a mask, that are forcing you to comply, guess what? I know it might be a little bit less convenient, but go someplace else. spend your money with people who also value your rights, your constitutional rights, your health rights, who understand real science. Not this crap that they're putting out to lull you into a false sense of security. 8 days. A lot could happen between now and July 4th. It's going to be a much different celebration this year. But I have a feeling it's going to be more important and bigger than any other time. Oh, we'll see fireworks. But please, we are in a hot, dry season. We don't want to burn up what we're trying to protect. So please do not use illegal fireworks. Let's do a different kind of fireworks. Let us be the firework. Let us be the celebration. Let us be the education of others to understand their rights. And this will be the biggest and the best 4th of July since the very first one. Let's get this Fox News update going and open up the phone lines, 884-9910, talk or text. Let's get this Friday started. Thank you for being here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me on this Friday. I need to sound a little bit more enthusiastic, a little bit more Friday, a little bit, you know, more woohoo, it's party time. It's, you know, it's a little bit difficult in this time that we're living in, but just know it's there. Bring the happiness back to you wherever you find it. I'm going to go shopping after the show because I'm putting on an event in my backyard tomorrow. So, you know, got to go get some people some food. Am I afraid? No. And neither are other people who are going to be attending the event. Because a lot of people know what's going on. And thank you so much for sending me my new tagline, COVID coup. It's a COVID coup. Talk and text lines are open. Let's go to Kelly Harris, who's on the line. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for calling the show today. Kelly, you still there? All right. Kelly's gone. So hopefully she'll call back. All right. We've got Nate on the line. Let's check in with Nate this morning. Nate, thanks for calling the show. You got a great mask story?
Yeah, Monica. How you doing? Yeah, I got a couple of them. Just went into Walmart at about 8 this morning. Got jumped on by the manager. I tried to go in without it. All the Patriots rallied around me as I was blowing up. And calling the governor every name in the book. I'm fed up with it. Everybody's fed up. And there's no reason to celebrate anymore. There's no reason anything. It's time to action against these fools. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. That's why I'm going to use my money and not wear a mask wherever I go. Because people have to understand when the governor put this mandate out, he did not have the authority to do it. And
if he did, he
would have given law enforcement the exact criminal code that they could use, but there is none. So he couldn't.
There is none. Yeah.
And for stores, you know what? There are store owners out there or store managers who will not abide by this. Those are the people who will get my money.
I agree 100%. I was just at Smith's. I had to go to the pharmacy out here in Dayton. Walked in without a mask on. Nobody said a word to me. I'm rebelling against this 1,000%. I was in Reno the other day. I was going to spend $400 at a salon to get hair products for my girlfriend. The guy threw me out of the store. It's just people are throwing you out left and right. This is a total Stasi, and they're not going to get away with it much longer, man. People are fed up and done, and I'm beyond fed up and done. And my blood pressure's high every day because I'm so sick of dealing with this crap. And every person that has a mind loves Donald J. Trump, best president ever, and we will all vote for him again in 2020 and 2024 if that ever happens. You agree?
I absolutely do. But, Nate, let me tell you, get your blood pressure down. Because that's another way that they attack you. That's another way that they silence you. Be yourself. Know in your justice that you're right. Take your business someplace else. I'm glad you mentioned Smith's. Because, hey, let me know. Smart and final, being brown shirts about it. Sounds like Walmart out there, being brown shirts about it. That might not be every Walmart. It might just be those cowards at that particular one. So let me know. Call into the show, email me, text me, whatever. Let me know who is denying access if you don't have a mask. And who is letting you go about your day constitutionally? They don't have the right to make you wear a mask. You can do the ADA thing, but you shouldn't have to. Let's go back to Kelly on the talk and text line of 884-9910. Thanks for calling the show, Kelly.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sweetheart. What's on your mind?
What is on my mind right now is I keep getting in arguments with my family. I'm trying to wake them up. I've been woke since February of 2019, you know, and I know my daughter is. She's 27. She's woke. She keeps sending things to me, and I just don't like what's going on in this world. I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's what more people have to understand is this. This isn't just an attack on the United States. This is more than an attack on the American people. It's an attack on all people of the world, because the one world government is pushing their agenda right now, and they're pushing it even harder because Hillary Clinton wasn't supposed to lose. So they had to come up with all of these distractions. Look at what has happened since Donald Trump was elected. All right? I mean everything. Pitting the sexes against each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh, what were you going to...
You know, when I became the Carson County lead to recall our governor... I was looking into things and just seeing everything that's going on in the deep state, and it's just horrible. I'm scared for my granddaughters, and, you know, my oldest daughter, she calls me up, and she's crying because she doesn't know what to do, and we all just need to stand up and fight and try and get our rights back.
Yeah, or we're not going to be able to enjoy our lives or this beautiful land that we live in. Because we're all just, our blood pressure is going crazy. And Kelly, I wish you were there yesterday, because I talked to a woman privately, a veteran, an RN, working in a local hospital. And she was on the verge of tears just flat out saying that they're lying to everybody. Flat out lying. The COVID cases go up. They get money. They get money if they put people in ICU. They get money, even more money, if people are on ventilators. They shut us down for a reason, and it's not because of a pandemic. People are dying because they're being mistreated. People are dying because they're not being diagnosed with other diseases. And Kelly, this woman, she wants to be one of those ones who comes forward and who isn't, you know, doesn't lose their job or, you know, intimidated to the point of just not even wanting to be around anybody anymore. It's just crazy what people are being put through. But Kelly, you have to take care of your family first. And thank you for being.
I'm not going to say
woke. I'm going to say awakened, because there's a big difference. The left took that term woke and turned it into something that was kind of childish and snowflake. We have awakened and we know the big picture. Kelly, thank you so much for the call, and above all else, protect your family. Let's go to Terry on the line. Terry, what are you thinking about masks? Oh, we lost Terry. Terry's calling back. Hey, Terry. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. Hey, listen, I had to... Are you there?
Yeah, just listening to you.
Oh, yeah. I had a funny story to tell you. So my son is in the Army, right? So he just gets crazy about all Army stuff, and he found these gas masks, you know, the ones where they look out the two big bug eyes and you got this canister hanging out. So he gave me and my grandson one, you know, about a year ago, and I dug them up the other day. So me and my grandson, we walk into Walmart with them things on. Oh, my God, everybody's looking at us, and people are turning and going the other way. One guy said, come on, honey, go the other way. I don't know what's going on here. And everybody had their mask. I said, you got to get one of these. Those paper masks aren't any good. You got to get
exactly.
one of these.
They don't keep you from getting anything.
It was so funny. But I wanted to tell you about that. I couldn't stop laughing. I had fun. And finally, they said, you got to leave with those on. You can't be in here. I said, well, it's a mask.
Oh, see, you can't. Now we have to wear specific masks. We can't.
Right.
We
Not
can't actually protect ourselves.
Right. It was very funny. Well, you have a good morning, young lady.
Terry, you have an awesome weekend. Thank you for making my cheeks hurt and bringing a laugh to the show this morning. That was awesome. Oh, back to the talking text lines and Cowboy Barbie on the line. Hello, Cowboy Barbie. Thanks for being out at the rally yesterday, or the celebration of independence.
Yes, thank you for throwing and sponsoring that, Monica J., our great Lady Liberty of Talk Radio, the greatest. Every word, every syllable, every sentence, down to the period you've said today has been a script inspired from God, as far as I'm concerned. Good job.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, beautiful. I appreciate that. You are just such an amazing soul. And thank you for your words and your prayers and everything that you brought to the event, because that really inspires people. That makes people feel better that we're all in this together, black, white, male,
yes.
female.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it's incredible how more people are coming together than being divided over all of this.
I hope so. And the mask issue, you've got it right there on, in fact, your Facebook account. According to ADA, masks not required anywhere in America, ! Everyone should download this meme, have it on their phone. If you're not going to be wearing your MAGA mask, which is the only Cowboy Barbie approved mask you can wear out there, folks know that. But anyway, don't wear your mask. Flash Soy Boy, the manager at the waiter, you refuse to wear a mask with a $75,000 fine. If anyone can download that meme, put it in your phone. Spread it far and wide all across the free universe. They can't even talk about point three. Your right to privacy of medical history is further protected by the Fifth Amendment. It says reasonable accommodation to anyone who cannot wear a mask due to a medical condition. You can't be forced to disclose any medical condition. SCOTUS recognizes a constitutional right to privacy. Show that to anyone anywhere. Flash it. It's like, well, really, you can't deny me service. You want to accommodate me? I'm going into the store. If you don't like it, you can call the police. You can do whatever you want. But this is illegal, and I will not. So, you know, anyway, I think we need to make them accommodate us, miss. That would be what, one of the things I would say. And no man's life, liberty, or property is safe while the legislature's in session. As, and that's why we have it every other year, thank God.
There's a founder's quote that says it.
Yes, we don't want them to call in and try and steal our income, steal income tax or everything else. They're trying to flip the entire table, all the cards in the air, buffalo us with our voting rights, and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's what
this
we're going to
see. Big one, and you've got that.
That's what we're going to see come out of the special session next month, is just more authoritarian bills and more taxes on us. Cowboy Barbie, thank you so much for the call. We got to take a quick break here, and we will get back with Barney and Tom right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
And a woo-hoo to you, too, on this fabulous Friday as we head into the weekend before the big holiday weekend, Independence Day, July 4th, just 8 days away. Different kind of fireworks this year. And I actually can't wait. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Tom this morning. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling the show.
Yes, Monica. I got a subject you haven't got to. Dentists. You know about dentists.
What specifically?
Well, everywhere I go, look for an appointment for a dentist. They're worse than my regular doctor's office. And going around, I'm going, hey, I did my mouth check. I must went to about 20 dentists. The VA don't take guys who are not wounded, who have been shot in the mouth and stuff. You can't go to the VA dentist. So I go all over town. I go, wait a minute. I got to wait a couple of weeks for this pain to still go on. And they act like they don't care. And I go, you know, I care. I was a Navy corpsman. And he goes, well, have I told this Navy guy, oh, I'll wait a couple of weeks. I'll take your appointment to put you on a helicopter. But I wanted to bring that subject up because no one's talked about dentists, how crooked they really are, and to get appointments. And there's nobody in the office. So that's all I have to say. So you never talk about something. This is one big thing I'm concerned about is dentists.
Wow, they don't seem I'm concerned about that, you. Tom, because, you know, I can call my dentist, and if I've got an emergency, I can get in immediately. So I don't like to hear that. You know, dentists, there should be no reason why there's, you know, a backlog or anything. They called me for my cleaning not too long ago, and my husband. So if you need help, what area do you live in, Tom?
Oh, I live in Reno. I mean, I looked all over. I needed things fixed. I'm sorry. It's kind of an emergency. What did your sign say? Emergency. Oh, if you have an emergency, you can come in. They go, no, you got to wait a week. They want to see your insurance card. They want to see all this. I have all that. It's starting to get on my nerves.
Well, I'm going to throw this out there, Tom. I haven't checked with them recently, but would you please call South Meadows Dental?
Meadows Dental.
Yes.
Okay.
South Meadows Dental. That's Dr. Strube and his team, and tell them Monica J told you to call, because they are I've been with them for, you know, over 10 years now, and I have never heard anything like that come from them. So please give them a call. It would be greatly appreciated, because I want to make sure that you get the help that you need. Tom, thank you so much for the call.
What was the name again?
South Meadows Dental, and they're actually on South Meadows Parkway. Yeah, South Meadows
there,
Dental.
There in the middle way. Yep. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, sweetheart. And thank you for your service. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. And quickly, Barney's on the line, wanted to mention something at the governor. Hi, Barney.
Well, good morning, Monica. How are you today?
I am good, but no pleasantries. We got 60 seconds.
Okay. We got 60 seconds. What I want to say and toss out there is the governor said the other night that we have all of this COVID stuff just blowing up again. Number one, he threw out a whole bunch of numbers and went to the one of his aides who was on the computer, and she was spouting off all these numbers. Why should we believe the numbers that he's throwing out? Those could be inflated numbers. They are inflated numbers. And they are just not correct. This has been one of my little pet peeves for the past 3 months. We cannot believe anything that this governor says because he has lied to us so much.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And Barney, thank you so much because I cannot stress that enough. These numbers are not accurate. They are not accurate. And the people who are testing positive